The new law that I see having been created here, he says, is that the prosecutor's public statements declining to prosecute could themselves provide immunity. Now, let me just say this. If you look at this ruling, and I know people are pissed off, and it's like, how can this be possible? It's simple. They made a deal. They weren't going to prosecute him. This was actually a civil case. And what happened? They turned it into a crime that we're going to prosecute and give him time. Now, they've opened Pennsylvania's opened up to a lawsuit here because they broke the rules. But if you really think about this, this takes those people that may be sitting there making a deal thinking twice whether to open their mouth and get things done. And I know everybody wants to say he's a scumbag and he did this and he did that. That may all be true. But this is due process, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Pat Casale. We'll take a short break. We come back top of the hour. We'll talk to you here on Live and Local now.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive. At the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Traveling is on the minds of many Americans as we prepare to celebrate July 4th.
Almost 48 million of us are going somewhere for the holiday. The AAA expects travel will be up 40% compared to last July 4th as we continue to climb out of the pandemic lockdown. They say there will likely be more of us on the road or in the air this Independence Day holiday than ever, except for 2019, which holds the July 4th record. Most of us will be on the road despite higher gas prices, but they expect air travel to reach 90% of the pre-pandemic level. I'm Rita Foley.
President Joe Biden has called for bipartisan action on a pathway to citizenship for some migrants.
We come out of this pandemic and build an economy, we're going to build it back better. If we're going to do that, we need to fix our immigration system and fully tap the talent and dynamism in our nation.
Immigration has been a political flashpoint as Biden has sought to renew visa and refugee programs that were downsized or halted during the Trump administration. The death toll is now 22 in the collapse of that condominium in Surfside, Florida. One of the deaths was the 7-year-old daughter of a Miami firefighter, Miami Mayor Francis Suarez.
I'm the father of two children. I have a 7-year-old son, and the thought of losing him in this way is unimaginable.
Officials also prepared family members for a possible suspension of the search if Hurricane Elsa, now in the eastern Caribbean, brings strong winds to South Florida that would make the work too dangerous. Some rescue workers who are now staying in tents will be moved to cruise ships, which can stay safe during a tropical storm. In the wake of the collapse of that condominium tower, North Miami Beach has now ordered the evacuation of a condominium building there after an inspection showed it was unsafe. On Wall Street, the Dow by 152 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800 800- 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
It's 4:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. MGM Resorts has made another mega deal with the Blackstone Group, selling Aria and Vdara to the financial giant and then leasing it back. First, MGM announced it was buying out its partner in the City Center project for more than $2 billion, which then allowed the casino giant to sell the land the hotels sit on to Blackstone and then lease it back. Blackstone is paying $3.89 billion in cash for the two properties and then will rent them back for $215 million per year to MGM. May was not only a good month for casinos' gaming win, setting a new record, but visitor numbers were up by double digits compared to the previous month. The Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority, the LVCVA, reports Las Vegas welcomed 2.9 million visitors in May. That's up nearly 12% from April, but down 22% when compared to May of 2019. Further evidence that Southern Nevada is on the comeback trail. More than 3.5 million went through McCarran Airport during the month of May. Nevada Today reported 508 new cases of coronavirus with 5 deaths as the state's positivity rate rises.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Got a crash with multiple vehicles. It's blocking the left shoulder, Interstate 15 northbound at Sahara. There's also a vehicle on the right shoulder as well in that area. Also look for some congestion on the Beltway, 215 westbound at Valley Verde, and you'll touch the brakes there, westbound Summerlin at Buffalo.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are, well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough on that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out! COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
No, it's Pat Casal. How you doing, guys? It's really amazing because I'm reading, I'm always reading stuff because when you're doing a show and You want to get people on. You want to talk to them about stuff. So reports, the Democrats are concerned Harris wouldn't be a GOP nominee in 2024. No kidding. This is an epiphany? Open your eyes. She had 2% support when she was running for president. She made the debate stage, I honestly believe, because she was a woman of color. Period. Underlined. She called Biden a racist. Now her own team is saying she's a bitch. That's the words they're thinking about her. She's not very popular. She doesn't speak well. I mean, and how did she get popular? JD, I mean, really? How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Pat. I wish you had your own show for 3 hours. You give the callers so much time to talk and say their piece. And Frank, you were in good form out there today. My good buddy Frank, I really love listening to him. You know, I've been in a cave a couple of months, Doug, and I want to ask you a question. It's not a gotcha question, but maybe you could help me or maybe some of your callers. Whatever happened to the John Durham report, the U.S. attorney?
Funny you bring that up.
Connecticut.
Funny you should say that. Last weekend, I asked Bernie Kerik about that. It's right to him. We were at this big function, and I asked him, and he had that look on his face like, we'd like to know, too.
I mean, it's been 2 years, Pat, that he's been investigating the FISA warrants that were illegal against Carter Page and others, the FBI malfeasance of McCabe and Strzok and Stroke. So far, all I've heard is he's charged one FBI lawyer who changed the 302 reports, I believe, after an interview, and he altered them to change the testimony of one of the witnesses, I guess. There was also a guy in Utah that was doing something, another U.S. attorney in Utah. I don't know his name. I can't remember. And he disappeared into the wild. But anyhow, I'd really like to know if anybody knows what happened to Durham and his report.
The FBI
going is along with the FBI now again.
But JD,
with
the
Hunter Biden.
JD,
it was reported.
JD, the FBI's credibility is crap.
It's lower than the media, I think.
I wouldn't trust them.
You mentioned it earlier. They wouldn't take what Giuliani had. They avoided that. But they've had this laptop since, I think, October of last year. I think it's almost a year and a half. And now they have him on reports meeting with Carlos Sims, a billionaire out of Mexico. And then they have on tape Biden and his father, Joe Biden Robinette from Scranton, Pennsylvania, having dinner with Russian oligarch, with Ukrainian oligarchs. They got the testimony of the mayor of Russia giving him $3.5 million for what? I don't know. What in the hell is going on with Hunter Biden's investigation? And where is the curiosity or the investigative reporters in the national media? It is so obvious, Pat, that they can't hide their bias anymore. I don't know what their bottom line is, how they're going to get out of this.
Wait. Did you hear the latest? Now this is totally different, but this is an elected official of the United States. This is a congressional leader out of New York. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says the Olympic ban on marijuana is an instrument of racism following Black Track Star's suspension. This is now racism.
Why don't we just stop talking about her? This woman is nuts.
You don't understand. You see, you and I want to not talk about it, but this is the problem. This is going to get teeth. People are going to speak about it this way. If it doesn't work to their liking, it's racial. Right. When you look at the FBI and the way they are breaking rules and regulations left and right, they're not doing their job. I mean, when you look at if you look at the case of Cosby, for example, him being freed, the guy is guilty.
The Supreme Court is a whack job liberal court. I just go back.
That's
to
even
what
better.
They
that's exactly right. A liberal court letting
the rules without the legislature who has had the authority to do it, not the Supreme Court and the governor, but and the Secretary of State. But that's what they did in Pennsylvania.
All I know is that we are sitting in a nation that is still the best, but it blows my mind. I mean, when you look around what's going on in our country, though, it's amazing. Look at these headlines. Just look at the headlines. It's unbelievable.
Patrick, who started all of this with Ferguson and Trayvon and the apology tour and the America is not the greatest nation?
Obama.
Who started all of this 7-8 years ago?
Obama.
And it's now we are reaping what he has sowed. Every person born in the United States of America, we are the luckiest people on earth, and we don't have any gratitude. We're coming upon 250 years as a nation, and what are we doing? We are defaming our founders, Washington, Benjamin Franklin, Jefferson. We know all the names. These men are being defamed while they're in their grave and cannot defend themselves. They built something that was built to last and was built for change. If people would read the Federalist Papers and read the Declaration of Independence, they had mechanisms in there to protect against slavery, to eliminate slavery. They couldn't fight a war. I think it was Mark Levin said yesterday, or somebody, I don't remember. They couldn't fight a war with King George and England. They couldn't fight their own battles here in the country that they had and solve the slavery problem at the same time. They had too many, irons in the fire at one time. And there's no critical thinking anymore. I mean, we're trying to ruin our kids into first grade, teaching them that they're racist. Some people have said babies are racist. We don't have boys and girls and men and women anymore. We have its and thems and does's and whatever. It's absolutely crazy what we are getting, what we're doing. And I blame it for Obama. And he admitted that 90% of the people working for Biden were working in his administration. So he's pulling the strings, sir.
I don't necessarily know if he's pulling the strings, but what I can sit here and say is that it's definitely not Biden. And I'll tell you right now, we got to pray Biden stays in the game, because God forbid he ever gets taken out, we're in trouble. I mean, can you imagine? We could have a glorified hooker running our country.
Well, I got one hope, that they find something on her and they impeach her first.
They got everything on her. Willie Brown would be more than happy to talk about it.
And one good news, I think the highlight of the month maybe is the 6-3 Supreme Court ruling upholding Arizona's voting laws and eliminating vote harvesting. Now, I wonder, I'm not an attorney and I'm not that smart, could that be extrapolated to Nevada and California and other states?
My understanding is that's pretty much a precedent that can go nationwide. It's a question of how.
That's my question.
It's a question
could that carry into Nevada and eliminate what we have done
We'd have to challenge. Now we have a precedence that we could challenge, but I don't think we have the Republicans in Nevada that will follow through.
They have to for their own self. For
nah,
their own
you don't
benefit,
understand.
To
but
save
our
their own asses.
But JD, our Republicans in Nevada that are elected, I would say more than half are Democrats.
I know what you say. I know.
And I mean, I'm telling you right now. They get elected. They run under the premise of being a Republican, but they're definitely Democratic. And it's unfortunate, because you just look at the last session. They're selling us out on a weekly basis.
What they don't realize, I think, is the Dems don't cheat in every election, only when they have to.
Can you imagine how much hatred there was for Donald Trump?
Not in my wildest dreams could I imagine how much I didn't like the man.
He pissed off somebody.
He was nowhere near. But he proved himself to be a good president for the country. He didn't align himself with special groups. He went against the drug companies. He went against so many other people.
He pissed off somebody. He hurt somebody financially.
Biden is going to cancel his tax cuts. Well, he then will be canceling. He says nobody over 400,000 is going to be under 400,000 is going to be taxed. But he's either lying or not realizing that the people that were paying 39% under Trump, that he reduced to 35. Now they'll go back to 39. The people that were paying 34 to 28 under Trump when he reduced it will now go back up from 28 to 34, all the way down to 18 to 22 or something. So all the Trump cuts that were for people that were making getting 18% taxes up to 39% are now going to be put back in effect if he gets this tax. Also, He's spending $6 trillion, but you know what he cut in his $6 trillion budget? Homeland Security, ICE, and the military. Those are the only two cuts in a $6 trillion budget, Pat.
Do you know IRS statistics from 2018 show that the top 1% of taxpayers, more than 540,000 of income, paid 40.1% of all individual income taxes? The top 5%, about 218,000 income, paid 60.3%. The lowest 50% paid less than 3%. How much higher than 60% will satisfy the call for the rich to pay their fair share?
What good is all of that unless the Republican people in power, the McConnells, Mitch McGonagalls, and all the senators in the Republican Party and all the congressmen, don't get out on the steps of Congress and preach it every day
and educate the American people.
You know, and I know, there's not that many people like us that are involved. The majority of the American people are trying to raise a family and put enough food on their table, and they get involved in an election maybe in the last 30 days. They don't know all these little intricacies. They don't know all of these shenanigans that are being played. That is right on the Republican Party to be able to educate the voters on all of the things that are happening in this country. How many people know that gas is $4 a gallon in Nevada?
How about $5 a gallon in California?
No, I heard $6.14 yesterday.
It's amazing.
$6.14. And they interviewed one woman, and she said, hey, I've lived in California all my life. I don't. It is what it is. Obviously, she's well off. But how about the guy that has to go to work every day, you know, making $50,000, $60,000 a year, an extra $30 or $40 a week in gas? That's $120 a month for food they're taking off his family's table.
Hey, listen, you know, have you gone to fast food lately? Do you see how
I go to Chick-fil-A. They got the best chicken sandwich in my life for $4.50.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? Look at the size of the chicken they're putting on the sandwich now. It's smaller. If you look around, if you go into where we have the meats, Arby's, they're rationing their portions. My wife's been getting.
I never go there.
I'm just giving you an example.
I very rarely. I go to two places: Chick-fil-A and In-N-Out Burger, and that's it.
In-N-Out's still the best deal, but if you go outside of that, you go out to dinner, the portions are horrible. My wife had a takeout last night. She had some hummus. It was horrible. I'm telling you right now, cost of doing business is very difficult.
That food has to be trucked to that restaurant. That trucker is paying $100 a day more for gas, probably. So where's that $100 a day more? It's being passed on to the consumer, the buyer of the meat that's going to the restaurant. So what? I mean, you know, it's trickled down to the consumer.
Trickle down economy is getting to the point where we are not going to be able to get out of the way. We're not going to be able to get out of the way.
And you know my biggest fear, Pat, the way the Democrats have convinced the people of socialism is the way, giving them $300 a week more than they were earning in unemployment. The only way I could equate it to is a drug addict that has to hit bottom. And we're going to have to hit bottom, and somebody is going to cut up our credit card in Washington, D.C., and say, no, sir, I want gold or silver, or I want cash, because I'm not taking your credit card anymore.
Listen.
And then that's when the crap is going to hit the fan.
Listen.
And we are going to turn into Germany, after World War One.
You're talking about Venezuela.
You're
talking about unemployment. Let me tell you something right now. Wait till you hear this. If you got one unemployment check, and we got to go to a break. But
you get free health care.
Well, hang on. No, I got to tell you about that. We're going to go to a break. Hang on, JD. When we come back,
I will.
You're listening live and local now.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontline to Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker, AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Carry on, my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
The legislative session was a predictable mess for those of us who believe in free markets, limited and accountable governments, and individual liberty. However, understanding which lawmakers voted for what bills, well, that's just the beginning of being able to hold our elected officials accountable for their actions. What took place in Carson City during the session goes far beyond just the votes that they cast. Nevada Policy's Legislative Report Card is your complete guide to what happened behind the scenes of Nevada's 81st legislative session. Not only is each lawmaker graded on their actions in key policy areas, but we break down exactly how the process unfolded throughout the session. That includes the backroom deals, the trade-offs, and the political nonsense behind every key piece of legislation. Go to nevadapolicy.org/report card and sign up to be the first to receive our 2021 legislative report card when it comes out this summer. That's nevadapolicy.org/report card. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player for the Indianapolis Colts. Becoming a running back was no easy task for me, but it's nothing compared to what my amazing mom faces every day. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14 years old, yet she's always there for me, every step of the way, despite her own battles. And the Muscular Dystrophy Association is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Their research is helping find cures and save lives. Watching my mom go through her daily struggles and the care she receives from MDA has made me determined to help find a cure for neuromuscular disease. That is why I support MDA, and that's why I'm so grateful to others who do too. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're back. It's Pat Kassel, my good friend JD. JD, I'll tell you right now, God forbid Biden should die. Oh, my God. Or resign. Oh, my God. Kamala Harris could be president. Oh, terrifying.
Unfortunately, Mr. Biden is not in good health.
I would have to agree with you there.
The man, I believe, is you know, I don't know if it's dementia or Alzheimer's, but he's pretty darn close. And
I want to know who he pissed off.
You were starting to talk about one unemployment check. Is that?
Oh, no, no. All right, you get one unemployment check. That's what it was.
You get free health care.
Free health insurance with a zero deductible, no co-payments on an HMO. For lab and x-ray, no co-payments, $25 for urgent care, $500 co-pay for a ER visit. Your deductible is zero. Your out-of-pocket maximum is $1,000. So that's at 20%. Worst-case scenario, one unemployment check. You can make $60,000 now. You qualify for all those benefits.
Okay, so let's say I have that, and I have an insurance policy with you that I'm paying $1,000 a month. Can I cancel that and get this?
Yep.
Oh, my God, that kills your business.
No, I write it the same way, but the point I'm trying to make is when you look at where we're going as a country, I mean, they're buying votes. I got to be honest with you. I want to know who Trump pissed off.
Well, the drug company's number one. And I probably, I don't have, you have more knowledge than that. I think you've talked about it. To some degree, the insurance, health insurance companies have a lobby force that gets what they want.
The health insurance companies are not doing what you think.